This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The negotiations for a new trade arrangement called the Trans-Pacific Partnership are not over. Congress streamlined President Obama's authority to negotiate, but it's not even close to a done deal. Another round of talks between U.S. and trade representatives from Asian nations is slated for next week. And one topic on the agenda is food. And according to leaked documents obtained by Politico, the European Union is annoyed. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
Sometimes politics means waving a hunk of cheese at a congressional hearing.
This is my favorite cheese. It's Wisconsin Gouda.
That's Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan earlier this year in a trade hearing. It's part of an ongoing battle between the U.S. and EU. It's very good at protecting food names, like when it awarded Gouda Holland a geographical indication, just like champagne. That's a big deal for food makers.
They get very upset when firms elsewhere use that name to identify the product.
Peterson Institute senior fellow Gary Huffbauer says it serves as a barrier to American competitors.
They don't want others crowding into what they regard as their market, and that's what's at stake.
And that brings us to the trade deal with Asia. American food makers want to sell more food there and don't want to be told what to label their products, which is why high-paid lobbyists and politicians are pumping cheese and sausage. The fight's just getting started. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.